AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. There is another hearing going on in Congress right now on the attempted assassination of Donald Trump. The acting director of the Secret Service, Ronald Rowe, telling a Senate committee today that he cannot defend why the roof used by the gunman at that Trump rally shooting was not secured. The Senate is expected to pass the Kids Online Safety Act, which would have social media companies put new safeguards in place for minors. Delta Airlines is planning to seek damages from CrowdStrike and Microsoft after the outage that caused millions of computers to crash, which caused thousands of flight cancellations. Here's ABC's Gio Benitez.
A lot of people are going to be watching this because you have so many other businesses that were affected by this CrowdStrike outage. There were other airlines that were affected that also lost money. So it's going to be very interesting to see if Delta is successful here in getting all of that money back, then other businesses may also try to do exactly the same thing.
Coco Gauff out at the Olympics. She was defeated in the third round. This is ABC News.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Carrie Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A judge in Sturgeon Bay is dismissing a challenge to the way Wisconsin handles absentee ballot requests. The lawsuit objected to envelopes approved by the Wisconsin Elections Commission last year. The suit also sought to require written statements along with online absentee ballot requests, the ruling seen as a win for voting access. Wisconsin Democrats are urging primary voters to vote no on two proposed constitutional amendments on August 13th. They'd prevent the governor from allocating federal money for the state without approval from lawmakers. Democrats say the questions are intentionally confusing, and the amendment would slow down help in an emergency.
Critical federal emergency funds could get stuck in gridlock in Madison rather than reaching first responders and the communities that are at risk.
State Party Chair Ben Wickler. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. We're 2 weeks from Election Day, and the city of Madison is preparing to reopen its ballot drop boxes. There are 14 of them all across the city, all near fire stations. They've been the subject of debate and lawsuits. To put it lightly, 2 years ago, the Wisconsin Supreme Court ruled them illegal. But the court was controlled by conservatives then, and now liberals have the majority. The state's high court ruled ballot drop boxes could be used in the upcoming primary and November election. Madison's communications manager, Dylan Brogan, says they should be back open sometime next week. And now is a great time to make sure you have the ID you need to vote. Driver's licenses and state ID cards are the most common forms of identification. You don't need some sort of separate ID to vote. And if you don't have one of those things, you can go to the DMV now and get a temporary ID. You can use that to vote. Poll workers will know exactly what to do with it. Keep in mind, the DMV will likely get busier the closer we get to the election, so the sooner the better. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, WMDX News.
The Brewers beat the Braves. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with an 8-3 victory over the Braves. Pat Murphy saying it took a while for the Brewer bats to get going against the Braves right-hander Grant Holmes in his major league debut.
The kid struck out 7 out of the first 9 hitters of the game, but we kept pecking away. You know, there's some key moments, but none bigger than Willie's homer. Hoskins sneaks in another homer. You know, Cheerio sneaks in another homer.
Now, while the game was in progress, the Brewers finalized a trade deal, sending Joey Weimer and pitcher Jacob Junitz to the Reds for right-hander Frankie Montas. He was the Reds' opening day starter this year, 19 starts in all. Reliever Trevor Megill moved to the 15-day IR with a back strain. College football, the Badgers opening a 2-week training camp at the UW campus in Platteville today. When do we find out who the Badgers' starting quarterback is?
You know, if it continues to be a really tight battle, which it has been, it may last a little bit longer.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
We have a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms today, tonight, and again tomorrow. Otherwise, it's going to be partly cloudy, warm, and humid. Our high in the mid to upper 80s today, upper 80s tomorrow, with a heat index 90 to 95 or better each day. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently it's 74.
Burrow has a lifetime comfort guarantee because you can't risk it when it comes to that all-important, never long enough, cozy dreamland we call sleep. You can't let something like a mystery-made mattress in a box get between you and that much-needed shut-eye. We will adjust the comfort of your mattress for its lifetime, and we call that a lifetime comfort guarantee. And for that, you gotta go to Verlo. American made, locally crafted, welcome to Verlo.
Wisconsin Capital Management in Madison is a registered investment advisory firm and has been serving their clients for the past 40 years. The firm is focused on providing investment advisory services to its affiliated mutual funds. Their approach to investment management is designed to provide competitive performance over the entire business cycle. Their clients rely on them to manage their assets through the fluctuations of market cycles, and they strive to outperform over the long term. For information, visit wiscap.com.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome host of the music podcast Rock Solid, Pat Francis, and Madison stand-up comic Mike Mercury joins the show to discuss Madison Comedy Week.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
President now will be insulated from criminal prosecution. Orders a Navy SEAL Team 6 to assassinate a political rival. Immune. Organizes a military coup to hold on to power. Immune. Takes a bribe in exchange for a pardon. Immune. In every use of official power, the president is now a king above the law.
Doc Brennan with zero left to give.
Yep.
Enjoy, ladies and gentlemen. We have a few months.
We love it.
Okay, I found it. I found my hate letter.
Oh,
this
good.
This is how you know you're backing a winning campaign,
okay,
because the hate letter's getting...
All right.
It's fantastic. The subject line, it's from Steve. The subject line is joke. And I thought, oh, he's going to tell a joke, but no, he's referring to me or the show.
That you're a joke. Got it.
Correct.
Okay.
Yes. No salutation beyond that. What
not.
A hypocritical joke of a show you guys have. Listen to the first 5 minutes, and all you do is talk a bunch of crap jump from you. Determination have...
Huh?
Is this English?
Should I read that?
Have Biden run to all of a sudden have this moron Negro as a candidate.
Oh.
Oh my.
Can't wait till she and you guys are eating your words. All right, Steve.
Okay.
She's loving. He sounds.
No, you go ahead and read it. Because I'm not exaggerating the punctuation and the. Just.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'd like to buy a period.
Yeah.
Let me just diagram this sentence again. Listen to the first 5 minutes, and all you do is talk a bunch of crap. Jump from you to determination. Have Biden.
What? Oh, no.
Wow. Sorry.
My brain just exploded.
I can't.
Okay. All right. If you want the opposite of that, just pure love and joy, come to a sexy liberal. Beth did in Georgia. Steph wanted to let you know how much fun my mom and I had Saturday night. We were both hoarse the next day from laughing so hard. After the show, my mom said she was, in love with John Fugelsang.
Oh,
wow.
Who
of
isn't?
Course. Yeah. Right. She wished she could remember all the words to Hal's Florida Man song. Me too. Three, Frangela is even funnier in person. Beth, and I'm just telling you, Atlanta was on fire Saturday night. And this Saturday, I get to get back on a plane, right?
You
a couple
do.
Days.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can you just play the promo? I don't remember. Everybody's on panel. It's like the cast of Ben-Hur meets the cast
this
of Gandhi.
Saturday, we are here to save the world in New York City.
New York City!
Stephanie Miller's Sexy Liberal Save the World Comedy Tour.
You talking to me?
This Saturday, August 3rd, at the Town Hall, starring political talk radio goddess Stephanie Miller.
I wanted a little more description, didn't you, of the tiny mushroom penis? I needed a little more detail.
Sirius XM's John Fugelsang.
You know, I like to do a little poll. Clap your hands if you have never shot a puppy in the face. Let me hear you.
Comedy duo Frangela.
We want you to understand that more important than your next breath.
Yes.
is you voted correctly.
This is not the time for creativity.
No. And hilarious Al Sparks.
Obviously, thou shalt not steal. Trump is like, we got to get rid of some of these.
Plus, special guests, Noel Kastler, Erwin Redlener, Ellie Mastow, Malcolm Nance, Dino Vidala, Ruth Pundit, and JoJo from Jared. Don't miss out this Saturday in New York at the Town Hall. Stephanie Miller's Sexy Liberal Save the World Comedy Tour. Tickets at sexyliberal.com.
Yikes, it's Panelpalooza, and also Chicago Sexy Liberal just went up on pay-per-view, so you can get tickets to see us live at the DNC Chicago show and also on pay-per-view. And speaking of Sexy Liberal rock stars, fresh from Philly Sexy Liberal, here she is, Lindy Lee.
Yay, Lindy!
Yay!
Oh my gosh, I love how you're saying that, and like 15 minutes ago, I was still in bed.
Yeah, she's like, you guys are a lot in the morning.
No, I decided it would be smarter not to sleep last night to make my Irish radio on time because I didn't want to be late for them.
Uh-huh.
Basically, I just, you know, in case I was late.
Yeah.
You're just the best. And they just won their first Olympic medal. So, like,
Yay!
They got a bronze.
Did you see the caricature of Joe handing the baton to Kamala on a racetrack for the Olympics? Oh, I'm telling you, everything is making... I know you're going through the same emotions because you love Joe Biden like I do. It's just, oh, my God, our roller coaster of emotions in the last week, right?
It's unbelievable. Let me show you. He sent me a gift before he dropped out, and I got it after he dropped out. I'm going to go over there and fetch it now.
So all right. Well, we'll just wait here. And we're walking, and we're walking, and we're walking through Lindy Lee's fabulous apartment in Philadelphia.
But the letter was saying how he was going to stay in, and then I got it on, like, that Monday.
Oh. The 46 buttons.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was a devastating letter because it was written with such certainty. It was like, I ain't going nowhere. And
yeah. Well, you know, Lindy, we were saying nobody ever says they're getting out until they do. You know, what was he going to do? Oh, I'm thinking about it, or we're doing this behind the scenes. But, you know, can I just say, not only was it the most selfless act of patriotism we've ever seen in this country, he orchestrated this magnificently. Perfect. I mean, this didn't happen by accident, what's happening in the last. We have this, like, win one for the Gipper energy behind, right? Regret from 2016 combined with Obama 2008 energy. I mean, it's incredible what's going on.
I was a kid in 2008, but I remember being so overjoyed. I had, like, a cardboard cutout of Obama. I was just, like, walking around with it. I was just really... happy. I'm no joke. I actually put him in the corner for years and refused to let my parents throw it away. Oh my gosh, this is the first time I'm talking. I was obsessed with the guy. That's a level of energy that I feel right now.
Yeah. Yeah, I can tell you were a baby nerd before you were an adult nerd.
Embryo nerd.
I only mean that in the nicest possible way, but you tweeted that. You said, I haven't felt this level of excitement for a candidate since I was a kid in 2008 cheering for Senator Obama. The energy and love behind Vice President Harris is downright incredible. Meanwhile, Trump is now stuck with the worst pick since Sarah Palin. Share if you're also coconut pilled. Me,
yes.
I am. But, you know, you said it best. We keep trying to use these words, but it really is like love and joy and fun is back in politics, it feels like, doesn't it?
And guess what? In an hour, I spoke with her on Friday, and she was amazing. In an hour, I'm speaking with her team.
When you say her, you mean Kamala?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay. Uh-huh. All right. Uh-huh. No one name drops like you do.
I raised, like, $2 million for her in the past week, which I've never done before.
Right.
This is unprecedented for me.
Right.
It took me... a year to raise $1.1 million for Biden.
Right.
But it took me basically 3 days to raise $2 million for her.
Jody and I were part of that. We went to the Biden-Harris thing in L.A.
Thank you.
You're
welcome. Now all that money transferred over to the Harris campaign.
That's right.
I know.
But I'm doing fundraiser for her sometime, and hopefully in the second half of September.
Right.
And I have, like, heavy hitters on board, like Josh Shapiro and our former governor, Ed Rendell. And our mayor, so it's super exciting.
Yeah. Speaking of which, of course, she's in the Veep Stakes, as they call them. I assume that you kind of have a favorite because you work with Josh Shapiro.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, he actually, did I tell you about Josh Shapiro?
No. I don't know. I've done a deep background check on you. I did an FBI background check.
No, yeah, I was actually joking with someone. Like, I am the cleanest person possible because, you know, I get vetted, like, every month.
Yeah, right. Right.
Repeatedly. They keep vetting you, by the way. Anytime you're near a principal, they keep vetting you. So every month, I have a behavioral check.
Wow.
But what was I saying about Josh Shapiro? Yeah. Remember we talked about Master of the Senate?
Right.
By Rob Shapiro about your dad and, like, Barry Goldwater and, like, LBJ?
Yeah.
That book? I asked Josh Shapiro for a meeting when I was 24 and running for Congress. Total loser, total nobody who had no friends. He agreed to meet with me. And I saw a copy of Master of the Senate on his bookshelf. And I knew at that instant he was my people. I was like, we are just going to be friends for life.
Yeah. Well, we were just saying, what a bench we have. Like, all of these candidates are just so impressive. A lot of them I hadn't really heard from before, you know, so I just...
Yeah, I didn't realize how amazing Tim Walz was.
Yeah, yes. I didn't either. He's fantastic.
He's like America's favorite dad.
So you threaded... I was asked whether America was ready for a female president. The answer is hell yeah. We should have been ready in 2016. This is our second chance to stand with her. America, let's get it right this time. I have mentioned I'm the chairman of Dead Inside White Ladies that effed everything up for Hillary, and so I gave him a good talking to. So everybody's good now.
You got it.
Yeah, ladies are in formation. Yeah. But, you know, Lindy, I think of you specifically just because you've been, you know, so, like, supportive of, you know, of Biden, but also just how historic this is, that she's not only the first African-American woman, the first Asian-American woman mm-hmm. that we would have. Yeah. And I just, it is incredible, this sort of... It just feels like it's everything. It's also this what Jody's wearing, democracy over dictatorship. Mm-hmm. I think it's the threat of Donald Trump. I mean, she's the perfect candidate in the perfect storm politically right now, isn't she?
Yeah, it kind of pisses me off that people are like, oh, she was such a terrible candidate in 2020 or 2019. And I'm like, are you the same person you were 4 or 5 years ago?
Right.
People grow, and she's blossomed.
Joe Biden ran when he was a senator and didn't win. When he was vice president, he had been vice president, he won.
Scandal in 1988. Not that I was here for it, but I heard. Right. Like, it was bad. He had to drop out.
Right. But, you know, I've said many times, Lindy, I was for Kamala in the 2020 primary, and then I voted for Elizabeth Warren when she dropped out before California. So I've always been ready for Kamala. But, you know, I think that, who was it? Ellie Mistall actually was saying that, you know, the black voters tend to be the most pragmatic. And I think Jim Clyburn, among others, kind of signaled after Hillary it might not be time yet for Kamala to go with the safe choice, which was Biden, and he knew that she would pick Harris, I think, at that time. So, but do you know what I mean? Like, for whatever number of reasons, this is a whole different campaign, right? And I think we absolutely, from all indications, are ready now, right?
Yeah, it's amazing. I'm, like, mind-boggled. It's just amazing how quickly people got on the bandwagon. Are you, like, I'm impressed. I'm stunned.
Yeah.
I remember
Democrats in array. What?
I know. What's going on?
What'd you say?
I said Democrats in array. What's happening?
It's amazing. Like, I can't even believe it. Like, is this real? I remember talking to her in June when she came to Philadelphia to a reunion event and just saying, like, I am so sorry for the avalanche of criticism she was getting.
Right.
And here we are a year later. And I remember doing the heart thing.
Yeah.
Because as I was walking away from her, because we were just talking about how she was getting such a hard rap.
Yeah.
Unfairly.
Yeah.
I know her, and it's just so unfair. And she's like, it happens. She's like, it happens. Like, she was so,
I don't mean to one-up you, but I think I'm the first person that got to call her Madam President. I went to, the only fundraiser I went to in 2020 was for her. And I got to do a question, and I said, can I call you Madam President? And she laughed that great laugh. Well, we were on CNN together the night I came out on Larry King, and we debated Dennis Prager together about gay adoption and kicked his ass.
You debated
Dennis Prager, the right-wing radio douchebag.
No, no, no. She and Kamala were on the same side.
We were on the same side debating against a right-winger. And can I just say, you can't lose a debate when Kamala's on your side.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, she was.
Yeah, but anyway, she remembered.
Amazing.
Yeah, she remembered our night on CNN. But she's just, I've always thought she is amazing. Just smart, funny, right?
And I mean, she's pretty.
Oh, she's gorgeous.
She is pretty.
She's gorgeous, yeah. No, Obama was right. He said at that point she was our... Potty mouth. Okay.
Oh, was I not allowed to say
no,
that?
No, you're not allowed to say that.
Oh, we're on radio.
What is wrong with you?
Oh, no,
that's okay.
Sorry.
That's okay. We have technology to take care of it.
We have a delay.
That's okay. We disappeared you into the cornfield. Okay.
I'm sorry. I had to keep my... Because John says I can curse on his show.
Yeah. No, that's the only SiriusXM. We're on other stations around the country.
Yeah,
okay, so you need to now just go to sit in detention, sit in the penalty box, and think about what you've done. And I'm going to take a break.
Oh, my gosh, I'm serious flashbacks.
Oh, don't worry about it. Oh, my God, don't worry about it.
Don't worry.
I'm so sorry, God.
All right, 20 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Power Life High Impact Protein.
Yep.
Oh, you're getting ready for your first, show pony appearance at Chicago Sexy Liberal.
I am.
Yeah.
Can't wait.
Muscle up. Man.
Yep.
Tony Horton, the P90X guy. He's 65 now. Have you seen him? He looks amazing. He feels amazing. He had shingles. He didn't think he was going to make it.
Shingles doesn't care.
Right.
It doesn't.
He discovered HMB, a naturally occurring molecule that helps build and maintain muscle even without exercise. He was coming back from all that, needed to rebuild his muscles, and man, with this thing, it supercharges muscle growth, boosts your energy, helps you slim down. They got the strawberry, they got the vanilla, they got the chocolate, they got whey protein, they got plant protein. We all love it here. Make this your sidekick. Go to mypowerlife.com, type in fitness to save 30%. You even get a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Mypowerlife.com, type in fitness or text fitness to 511-511. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product's not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
Stephanie Miller, the high priestess of excellent liberal talk radio.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, if you listen to the show, you know Jody and I like our wine, and we both said the same thing, right? I'm not a rosé girl.
Yep.
This is the best rosé I've ever tasted.
It's really good.
My friends Rob and Trish and Karen all thought the same thing. And who knows wine better than the French, produced in Bordeaux, France, the most famous wine region in the world. Chateau Auguste Grand Rosé is a wine that is soft with well-integrated aromas that include roses, limes, lemon, and some nuttiness. How passionate is Damien, the winemaker of Chateau Auguste, about his winemaking process? Music is played to the vines twice a day, a scientific process known as genotics. The Chateau Auguste Grand Rosé also won the top three awards at the Paris Wine Cup and Best in Show by Quality. The case it comes in, the presentation, it is all gorgeous, and it's organically grown hand-picked grapes with no colorings or flavorings. Right now, SXM listeners can get over 50% off by going to vs.wine. That's 6 bottles for $98 and free delivery. Just use the promo code Stephanie. 50% off with the promo code Stephanie, vs.wine. The promo code is Stephanie. Well, with all the bad stuff happening in the world today, it's easy to feel overwhelmed, like what you do as an individual doesn't matter, right? But it does. Make good choices and you can make a difference. Here's a great choice you can make right now. Join Credo Mobile. Credo Mobile is America's only progressive phone company. They share your values. Every month they donate tens of thousands of dollars to progressive nonprofits that work for a better world, like Friends of the Earth, Planned Parenthood, and the Transgender Law Center. These donations have added up to just over $95 million. When you join Credo Mobile, you get all you want from a phone company. You get the nation's largest, most reliable network, competitive plans, great deals on new phones, and friendly, responsive customer service. And you get much more. You get an easy, effective way to make a difference in the world. Switching to Credo Mobile is so easy. You can bring your current phone and your current number. Learn more at credomobile.com. That's C-R-E-D-O, mobile.com. Credomobile.com, or call us at 877-346-0516.
Whether you're a do-it-yourselfer or professional technician, Auto Value is committed to providing the parts you need and the service you deserve. Auto Value Parts Store. We've got the parts. We've got the smarts.
Your school can earn up to $10,000 this year. Just save the UPCs from the Country Hearth products your family already enjoys. Learn more at loavesforlearning.com.
That's loavesforlearning.com.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX has an opening for an account executive in our Madison office. In this position, you'll help connect our loyal and engaged audience to local businesses. This is an outside sales position, so experience in business-to-business, prospecting, and closing local businesses is important. Our portfolio of solutions for advertisers includes radio, podcasting, and digital solutions. Learn more and apply online. Go to civicmedia.us, click on About Us, and work with us.
The president ends his re-election campaign.
And the civic media team led by Todd Albaugh and Terry Bell brings you the breaking news.
After days, if not weeks, of advice to pull out of his re-election campaign.
President Biden releasing this letter, quote, "I believe it is in the best interest for me to stand down."
Real news and great conversation.
You can count on it on your local civic media radio station and on the civic media app.
Stephanie Miller.
I get delirious.
What? It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. Lindy Lee tweets, Trump dodged his debate with Harris just like he dodged the draft five times, just like he dodged a congressional subpoena, just like he dodged releasing his tax returns, yeah. Just like he dodged peaceful protesters, just like he dodged justice by abusing the courts. Spot a pattern? Yes, I get your point. So, you know, the Harris campaign is saying she plans to appear even if he doesn't show up, right? She said Vice President Harris will be there on September 10th. We'll see if Trump shows. So, it could be the empty podium, like, who was it, in Georgia?
Well,
John Ossoff did that.
Yeah.
I think that would be an amazing visual.
I would too. I do too.
I do too.
Absolutely.
That would be the end of him.
Yeah.
He was so sure that after he got his ear mildly nicked that he had it.
I know. It is such a thing of beauty to watch, isn't it? How completely befuddled they are by this whole turn of events and by Kamala Harris and how to, you know, and then they just go to their default setting, which is racist and sexist, right?
Yeah, and did you hear that the House Republicans had to send out a memo saying, don't be so racist and sexist?
Yeah.
right. It's like the scorpion and the frog. It's like, it's just who we are. We can't help it.
Exactly. It's the future, not a bug.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, you just said, you said it best. Convicted felon and sexual predator Trump knows that formidable and seasoned prosecutor Kamala Harris would annihilate him on the debate stage. As much as I love to see it, I think you're right. I don't think he's ever going to show.
I would actually pay. And it's just amazing. Remember how Flyboy Pence tried to interrupt her?
Oh, God.
Yeah.
And she was like,
I'm speaking t-shirt. Just
I'm speaking. How amazing. That was an incredible moment.
Yeah.
And I'm sure, like, if they were to debate, that we'd have, like, 10 million more, like, yeah, moments like that.
Yeah. Oh, I posted some hilarious video of Kamala Harris preparing to debate Trump.
Yeah.
It was at the Shark Aquarium in Atlanta.
Yeah, I saw that.
It's Shark Week. Every week is Shark Week for Donald Trump.
Have a little bit of breaking news from the DNC.
Oh, yes, please.
John Legend has now been announced. That
Jesus is coming. Jesus Christ Superstar is coming.
He will appear at the DNC.
Nice.
Yep.
Very
That's exciting.
Exciting.
Yeah.
Wow. The DNC is going to be
lit. We have good
people
on our side.
Isn't it?
I can't wait.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
Me too. By the way, thank you for pointing out, you said Trump is pretending like he's president, colluding with Netanyahu. He's also using Evan Gershovich as a campaign gimmick. Kushner's flying around the world pretending he's Secretary of State. Who wants to tell them conducting foreign policy as private citizens is illegal? Just the illegal thing they're doing this week, right?
And I ran out of space. There's other stuff, too. He's, like, secretly talking with the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia. Like, he remember when he asked, when other people asked what they were talking about, he refused to share. He's like conducting, and Jared Kushner is doing business deals with like Serbia and Albania.
And you know they're colluding about how they could help him in the interfere in our election, because it's what he does.
Yep.
29 minutes after the hour. Lindy Lee is here.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Allball Show.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. At least 226 people in Wisconsin have come down with whooping cough. Public health officials tell the Journal Sentinel that's a big increase over last year. Most infections have been in teenagers, but 9 cases are in babies less than a year old. Wisconsin's coastal communities are getting a funding boost. About $1.3 million in grants are going to areas along the Great Lakes. In Gibraltar, the money will go to recreation trails, which will also protect local water and wildlife.
If the swamps aren't protected and maintained properly, I mean, that's the filters of the earth before the water gets out to the lake. So I think it's pretty important we protect those filters.
Steve Soans is the Gibraltar town chairman. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The Plan Commission has approved a proposal for an apartment building on an empty lot near the UW campus. It's at 126 Langdon Street. Developers had their eye on that site for years. A previous proposal 3 years ago couldn't win approval. But now Steve Brown Properties wants to create a 5-story building for student housing. Now that the Plan Commission has given it the okay, the project heads to the full city council for a vote. And the heat is back this week. Dr. Rob Tagger with the American Academy of Pediatrics says kids need extra protection from dehydration and heat stroke. You should look out for irritability, lethargy, or fussiness, because dehydration can happen faster and be more severe for kids.
I always tell adults that are taking care of kids and toddlers that if you're uncomfortable, the child is much more uncomfortable than you with regard to temperature.
If you're outside with a young child, give them as much water as they'll drink, and who knows, maybe they're your excuse to stay inside. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, WMDX News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
We have a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms today, tonight, and again tomorrow. Otherwise, it's going to be partly cloudy, warm, and humid. Our high in the mid to upper 80s today, upper 80s tomorrow, with a heat index 90 to 95 or better each day. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 74.
Hi, this is Paul Soglin. When I was mayor of Madison, Samba Balde was Common Council president. I counted on him to fight for a fair share of city services for all Madison residents and to protect taxpayers' interests. I know you can count on him to be a progressive state senator. Vote for Samba Balde for Senate on August 13th.
Paid for by Samba for Senate.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Todd Allbaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time. It's Tuesday Tangents with Luke Mathers. Find out what's grinding his gears in your phone calls. Join us.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
And the Ad Council.
The second thing I'm asking for, we've had term limits for presidents of the United States for nearly 75 years. after the Truman administration. And I believe we should have term limits for Supreme Court justices in the United States as well. In fact, the United States is the only major constitutional democracy that gives lifetime seats in their high court. A bipartisan commission I convened analyzed various term limit structures. Based on their report, I believe the best structure is the 18-year term limit.
Let's go, Joe.
Yeah.
General rock star Lindy Lee is here.
Yeah.
Just in general, as a carbon-based life form. Hello. Good morning. We were talking about, you also threaded, this is so important. Netanyahu knows he'll have carte blanche to do whatever he wants if Trump wins.
Yep.
I think that is so important. If, you know, you're a one-issue voter, just that one issue. Think about that, right?
Yeah, and I think the reason why a lot of young people are jumping on board the coconut train is that they see some daylight between Biden and Harris on this issue. She came out and said, I'm not going to stay silent. Yeah. Yeah. On the atrocities happening in Gaza, and I think it's really important for her to say that.
Yeah. And well, I'm glad she didn't go to his speech. I'm glad, you know, that she talked about the, you know, the plight of the Palestinian people. I mean, I read the best meme, I think, Lindy, online, is they said, you know, what do you call it? Palestinian people have to be freed from Hamas. Israel needs to be freed from Netanyahu. You know, Ukraine needs to be freed from Russia. I mean, it's just there are such, like, I think, clear moral lines in this election, don't you?
I completely agree with you. That's so right. And she has been more compassionate towards the Palestinian people than President Biden. And I, you know, I'm a fan of Biden, but I think he could have done more.
Yeah.
On this issue. It's just, and it's really, it did drive a wedge between our coalition. So I'm glad that Harris is seeking to bridge.
I'm just looking over all my social media. I mean, you're obviously the pro at social media, but oh my God, it's just our friend Victor Shi, who's our little stem cell of the Stephanie Miller Show. He said, just talk to an Uber driver who's a new dad. He said he's never voted in his life, but he'll be voting this November because his young daughters love Kamala and he wants to show them a woman can serve in the highest office in our land. Dads are voting for Kamala. Sandy tweets, I'm 75 years old. I bought my first house as a single woman at age 30. The contract listed me as spinster. Hashtag not going back.
Yeah, that's
right. I mean, the not going back was organic, Lindy, just like fired up, ready to go was at an Obama rally. It wasn't something manufactured by the campaign, right? The audience.
Oh, absolutely not. It was not. And I know the people around her, it was not engineered at all. I think at the moment, no one knew it would happen like this. It was not a given. That's why she made 100 calls on that Sunday to various leaders.
Yeah. Yeah, I think she did use Lily Tomlin as the operator.
Uh-huh.
Violet Newstead, please hold. Violet Newstead, please hold. Oh, I was. Also, I could have gone Ernestine, but
Lindy,
I went.
Lindy doesn't get that reference.
All right, never mind. She's too young.
She's young.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Team Harris says that it's raised $200 million just since President Biden's endorsement last Sunday. Of that amount, 66% came from first-time donors.
That's
I mean,
awesome.
This is your area, and that is, someone would say, a big effing deal, isn't it?
It's just incredible, and I was able to raise $2 million over a week when it took me $1 million over a year.
Right.
Yeah.
When it took me a year to raise $1 million for Biden. It's just not in the same universe.
She has us, like, what is it, 89% approval rating
something
among Democrats?
Like
something
yeah.
incredible. I mean, you can feel it out there. I love this one. Randy Mayhem Singer said, please understand the assignment so we win so big that we can actually begin the party on election night. I mean, we are hearing these scary stories of Republican officials in swing states that won't certify the results, that, you know, are going to do everything they can to steal this election. We cannot stress enough. We have to turn out in such enormous numbers, right?
Absolutely. And before, I also want to mention the fact that he called us childless cat ladies.
Uh-huh.
Lady Vance used that derogatory phrase. I'm childless, by the way.
Yeah. Same, all of us here.
I don't own a cat, but I take offense at what it's extremely hurtful. Like, did he stop to consider that, A, some of us don't want kids, some of us can't have kids?
Lindy, I said there's top 10 reasons, and guess what all of them are? None of your business, J.D. Vance. Why, like you said, some people, it's heartbreaking they can't have them. Some people don't want them for whatever reason. Some people, you know, what if your child died? And, you know, gun violence, the number one, like, are you don't have a stake in America? Like, you don't...
Can I just say something? This might be whatever, but... For a party that gives drag queens such a hard time, yeah. J.D. Vance sure wears a lot of eyeliner.
Yeah. Yeah, and Trump. The two of them wear more makeup than Kamala Harris has ever worn in her entire life. let's go to, where are we? Anthony in West Virginia, you're on with Lindy Lee.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I had an interesting thought the other day.
What's that?
I'm an independent. Mm-hmm. I'm a truck driver. I'm 53 years old. Okay. There is an awful lot of anger and frustration and sarcasm and viciousness in politics today.
Yeah.
Parties have gotten away from their mainstream issues that they used to be that kept politics relatively kosher. It would be an extremely bold move if we had an all-female ticket, and this is just an idea. What if Kamala was to choose Liz Cheney as her running mate?
And like we don't, I know. We don't agree with her on anything else. I don't think there's a need to do it, you know, this whole, like, oh, let's do a centrist. I mean, Liz Cheney, we agree with Liz Cheney on nothing except democracy.
Right.
January 6th, basically. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But anyway, yeah. No, I just, oh, my God, the people, I feel like, you know, this is such a I think that's part of it, Lindy, is if people are genuinely terrified by the prospect of a second Trump term with Project 2025, that, you know, that's part of what's powering this. I think part of it is Kamala is legitimately fantastic and a fantastic candidate, but it's powered by a lot of factors now, don't you think?
Also, just a relief, and again, I'm telling you the truth, relief that we finally have a candidate who can effectively and aggressively prosecute the case against Trump.
Yes. Yep. Yes. Oh, my God.
Communication is so important. Communication is half of the presidency.
Yep. And it's just, it's such a younger, fresher approach. You're right. And just like, they're just throwing like haymaker after haymaker from the Harris campaign, aren't they? They're just, I mean, you know, the official press release, 78-year-old criminal goes on Fox News. It's just like, bam. I mean, it's exactly the way we've wanted this case to be prosecuted, isn't it?
Yeah. The social media team is incredible.
Yes.
Yeah.
We are winning the meme wars, and yes, the meme wars matter because our country is terminally online.
Oh, my God, that first ad with the Beyonce with Freedom, that is the best political ad I've ever seen. I mean, it's in my spank bank.
It's from Philly Ford footage. She used Philadelphia footage. I was there. Yeah.
Trump attempted to clean up J.D. Vance's remarks about childless cat ladies. Laura Ingraham said, how do you expect to use him in the campaign, and what can you say to viewers tonight to reassure them this was an excellent pick? And Trump said, well, first of all, he's got tremendous support. Yes, among other Nazi couch b****ers, I would assume. And he really does among a certain group of people, people that like families. Oh, my God, they just keep making this worse. What, we don't like families?
Yeah.
Because whoever chooses not to have children, I mean, it's so... And first of all, Kamala Harris has stepchildren. Pete Buttigieg has children. Like, it's just, they've decided there's only one kind of family that counts, right?
It's just it's kind of disgusting. I have no other word for it.
Yeah.
The fact that they purport to be Christian and are making un-Christian remarks like that that hurt millions of people. And I don't agree with Meghan McCain about anything. But I did see that she said what J.D. Vance said hurts Republican women as well.
Exactly.
This isn't just a party thing. This is a womanhood thing.
Yeah. By the way, Chris Lavoie threaded, your sense of religion is threatened by someone having a little bit of fun with it, maybe your sense of religion isn't as strong as you thought it was. I mean, oh, my God, the Olympic opening ceremonies. Yeah. Wow. They're just constantly whining about everything, you know? It's and they're trying. I think they're so scared by this obvious enthusiasm for Kamala Harris that they're trying to call it manufactured and blah, 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 right?
Yeah, they just don't know what to do with her. They don't have a playbook for somebody like her.
Yeah.
Right.
And so they've opted to using, like, AI-generated parodies. I don't know if you saw the one Elon Musk tweeted.
Yeah.
They can only there's nothing real they have on her. They have to manufacture.
No, it's and I feel like it's only strengthening her, the racist, sexist attacks. I mean,
yeah, exactly.
We're over it. Seth in Los Angeles, you're on with Lindy Lee.
Hello. Thank you all so much. I don't thank all of you enough for everything you do.
Thank you.
I just want to say, I canvassed for Hillary in Nevada for a month and a half, knocking on doors, and I can tell you, this is different. There, not that it's right or wrong, there was zero enthusiasm. It was the worst month and a half of my life, and I would call people and say, we're really in trouble, nobody cares. And that's not what's going on now. It's just, it's an entirely, completely different universe thing.
Yeah. It really is. It's just, you know, Lindy, you, I mean, well, you're just a baby, but I've just never seen this in my time in politics. I think this era of history is just going to be incredible. And I think Joe Biden is going to be the hero of it. And it's a political, I keep calling it an earthquake. I don't know what else to call it, right?
Don't you feel like we live like four lifetimes?
Yes. Oh, my God. Yes. Yes.
I just can't believe this happened. 2 weeks ago, we were kind of sure that Trump was going to win, right? Let's be honest. Mm-hmm. After the assassination attempt, he like made himself a god.
Yeah.
But now, 2 weeks later, he feels like a dud. He looks foolish for picking somebody like J.D. Vance.
Oh, my God. How pathetic. You see he's going back. He's going back there to, like, you know, to Butler.
To Butler.
Yeah, to play Rambo again. Unbelievable. Yeah, everybody's getting hip to this. John tweets, I thought the top of Trump's ear was blown off, as he said, and his stupid son said. It looked fine during his interview last night at Mar-a-Lago. I mean, it just, everything about the guy is a fraud. It's incredible.
And then everyone's favorite photographer, what's his name, Pete Souza?
Pete Souza, yeah.
Got suspended from Twitter for showing what Trump's ear really looked like, a.k.a. normal.
Yeah.
It's a miracle ear.
Elon suspended him for telling the truth.
That's right.
Yeah.
And then White Dudes for Kamala got suspended, too, last night. Did you see?
Yeah, it's been reinstated.
Oh,
really?
Yeah, it's been reinstated.
They took the camera off.
I love the get your chucks, ladies. There's going to be glass everywhere.
Exactly.
It's so great, the sort of people that have spoken out. Ronald tweets, Doug Emhoff's ex-wife joins Jennifer Aniston and countless others slamming Vance for his comments about women who don't give birth. Kamala is a loving, nurturing, fiercely protective, always present. I love our blended family. I'm grateful to have her in it. I mean, you couldn't be running a campaign worse if you tried, I think, in terms of trying to alienate and piss people off, right?
He's just flailing around doing what he usually does, which is throw ketchup against the wall and see what sticks.
Yeah. I love Kimberly Atkins. Seems like a lot of folks are still into that hopey changey stuff. I mean, I think it's been such a long time since we've felt hope, right? You wake up going, is this hope I'm feeling?
Right.
What's that?
Exactly. We needed that hopey, changey, like, wishy stuff. It's the substance of life.
Yeah. I thought of you when I saw the letter to America from Dr. Jill Biden. She said, to those who never waver, that's you. To those who refuse to doubt, to those who always believe, my heart is full of gratitude. Thank you for the trust you put in Joe. Now it's time to put that trust in Kamala. Love, Jill. Mm-hmm. And
That's a beautiful thing to say, and how hard it must have been to say that, right?
Yeah. But it's just so funny. Jamal Bowie said, I try not to indulge my vague feelings about the national mood, but I do get the sense that for more than a few regretful voters, the Kamala Harris nomination is a chance to call a do-over on 2016. Yeah. That's what I was saying. There's so many factors here, right?
Yeah. Do you remember? I remember being so devastated election night in 2016 and just sitting on the floor. I was at the Javits Center where she was supposed to give a victory speech, and she never showed. So I took the train home and cried.
Yeah. Oh, God. We played, remember, her speech the next morning, and I just sobbed through our entire 3 hours because I think a lot of us knew what was coming. She was right about everything. And now we have the energy. Roe v. Wade's been overturned. everything Hillary warned about happened. So yeah. Now there's that energy too, right?
I feel like the level of energy that we feel for Kamala is much higher than we did for Hillary. Is that correct?
The energy. Oh, yeah.
Right,
yeah,
now.
But I think for all these factors we're talking about, I think it's love of Joe Biden. It's revenge for 2016 in a way.
Yeah.
It's Roe v. Wade's been overturned. These are the two most misogynistic candidate, racist misogynists we've ever seen.
And also, I think it's because a one-year-long or two-year-long campaign has been condensed now into four months.
Right.
So all of that excitement is condensed into 4 months.
Yeah, yeah. Chris is like, let's do this every time. 4 months is good.
4 months is good. I'm good for 4 months.
That's how Europe does it.
Yeah.
You know, their elections are so much shorter and they're cheaper and everything, and it's probably better for everyone's mental health.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. We're exhausted.
Well, you're exactly right.
Yeah,
people get burned out, and I think that may depress the turnout at the polls.
Yeah. Just one more time. We got to do this. Let's do this.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Save democracy one more time. Democracy over dictatorship. Jody's T-shirt. Yeah. There we go. All right, one more segment with Lindy Lee, 49 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by Jody Hamilton's awesomeness, just in T-shirt taste, but also in radio shows. She has exquisite taste in which radio shows to produce or not.
Also phone companies.
Yeah. Oh, right. Exactly my point. Credo Mobile.
Yeah.
I know. A lot of times you feel like I can't make a difference. You can make a difference. Just little old you, right? There is a phone company for you, Credo Mobile. It is America's only progressive phone company. They share your values every month. They donate tens of thousands of dollars to progressive nonprofits. They're like the phone company version of Sexy Liberal Tour.
That's right.
Right? They give donate tens of thousands to progressive nonprofits like Rainforest Action Network, Transgender Law Center, Reproductive Freedom for All. When you join Credo Mobile, you get all you want from a phone company. You get the nation's largest, most reliable network, competitive plans, great deals on new phones, friendly, responsive customer service, and you get much more. You get an easy, effective way to make a difference in the world. And it's so easy. Bring your current phone, your current number, bam, just go to credomobile.com. That is credomobile.com, or call us at 877-346-0516.
The following program is closed captioned for the thinking impaired.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, if you listen to the show, you know Jody and I like our wine, and we both said the same thing, right? I'm not a rosé girl.
Yep.
This is the best rosé I've ever tasted.
Really good.
My friends Rob and Trish and Karen all thought the same thing. And who knows wine better than the French, produced in Bordeaux, France, the most famous wine region in the world. Chateau Auguste Grand Rosé is a wine that is soft with well-integrated aromas that include roses, limes, lemon, and some nuttiness. How passionate is Damien, the winemaker of Chateau Auguste, about his winemaking process? Music is played to the vines twice a day, a scientific process known as genotics. The Chateau Auguste Grand Rosé also won the top three awards at the Paris Wine Cup and Best in Show by Quality. The case it comes in, the presentation, it is all gorgeous, and it's organically grown hand-picked grapes with no colorings or flavorings. Right now, SXM listeners can get over 50% off by going to vs.wine. That's 6 bottles for $98 and free delivery. Just use the promo code Stephanie. 50% off with the promo code Stephanie, vs.wine. The promo code is Stephanie.
This Saturday, we are here to save the world in New York City.
New York City!
Stephanie Miller's Sexy Liberal Save the World Comedy Tour.
You talking to me?
This Saturday, August 3rd, at the Town Hall, starring political talk radio goddess Stephanie Miller.
I wanted a little more description, didn't you, of the tiny mushroom penis? I needed a little more detail.
Sirius XM's John Fugelsang.
You know, I like to do a little poll. Clap your hands if you have never shot a puppy in the face. Let me hear you.
Comedy duo Frangela.
We want you to understand that more important than your next breath.
Yes.
Is you voted correctly.
This is not the time for creativity.
No.
And hilarious Al Sparks.
Obviously, thou shalt not steal. Trump is like,
we got to get rid of some of these.
Plus, special guests, Noel Kastler, Erwin Redletter, Ellie Mastow, Malcolm Nance, Dino Vidala, Ruth Pundit, and JoJo from Jared. Don't miss out this Saturday in New York at the Town Hall. Stephanie Miller's Sexy Liberal Save the World Comedy Tour. Tickets at sexyliberal.com.
Looking for a place to kick back, grab a bite, vibe out on great music? Look no further than the Rigby in Madison. They're not just a pub. They're where the action is, with something different every day. Rigby Oki Mondays, Trivia Tuesdays, Single Nights on Wednesdays, and live music Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays. Located a block off the Capitol Square at 119 East Main Street, stop by and take a tour of the venue spaces for your next private party. And the rooftop space is now available. For venue reservations and details, email Chelsea at events.rigby@gmail.com.
Don't let spring allergies make you miserable. Try the quick, drug-free solution trusted by over 4 million people, Navage. Only Navage uses suction to flush out your sinuses using refreshing saline, helping you breathe easier, sleep better, and feel healthier. And here's even better news. Navage is now available at your local Sam's Club in a great new value pack. It's everything you need to start breathing better fast. Check out Navage at your local Sam's Club today. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Breathe easy.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I'm going to talk about accountability partners. An accountability partner is somebody you regularly check in with when you're chasing a goal. This is a very common concept in fitness circles, church circles, recovery circles, and it really works for money too. So if you talk to your mom or your brother or your best friend all the time, you could ask them to be your low-key accountability partner. Here's an example. Say you decide to bring your lunch to work 4 days a week to cut back on costs. You just tell your mom, friend, or whoever, and you say, here's what I'm gonna do. And then you put a reminder on your calendar to check in with them in 2 or 4 weeks. You tell them all about it. How'd it go? What worked? What didn't work? All the details. You'd be surprised at how much not going it alone can help. An accountability partner gives you support, encouragement, and helps you stay accountable to you. For more help with saving, check out workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Stephanie Miller.
Great.
Stephanie Miller.
Great.
Stephanie Miller.
Great.
What? I'm the freak.
Yeah.
You're the rock.
Am I?
Yeah, because of them. Yeah, you're my
rock. Can you smell what
you're
the rock
my
rock is cooking?
And also because muscles. What?
Can you smell what the rock is cooking?
Yes. Will tweeted, recap coming tomorrow, but trust and believe this was the best Sexy Leopard Tour show ever by a freaking mile. We can't keep raising the bar. It's not us. It is the Kama Love, Lindy. I'm telling you, we played Freedom by Beyonce right before I came out, and the place was like vibrating. It didn't even have anything to do with us anymore. It was just, the energy is just incredible.
Your shows are electric, and the way that you treated my father was just unbelievable.
Oh, he's the cutest man in the universe.
Miller, you are not just like a political goddess. You're just such a phenomenal human being.
Oh, you stop now. Okay.
Keep going.
But Will also said, seeing Mama's name up on the Tabernacle marquee in Atlanta is a testament to decades of work turning Georgia blue. The work continues. Let's effing go. I mean, that is part of it. Doesn't it feel now like a lot of states are going to be in play that we didn't think were?
Like Florida?
The villages. They're turning out for Kamala.
Amazing. I just can't believe everything is just amazing in the best way and surreal.
Right. And I think, you know, it's like Charlotte Clymer, our friend, said, I really don't give a damn what J.D. Vance did or did not do to a couch he owns. It's none of my business. In fact, I would vastly prefer not to know. But by the same token, he should mind his own business when it comes to women's private lives, childless or not, cats or not. And I love that, you know, Jody and I just bought T-shirts. But, you know, you've got, like, cat daddies and childless dog ladies for Kamala. Like, you know.
Oh, that's so great.
It really is, like, leave us alone. Our families are whatever we choose them to be. You know, whether they're.
And the way that J.D. Vance defended his wife for not being white.
I know.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
He's like,
she's not white, but I love her anyway.
Great mother. But she's a great mother. Like, her only worth is because she's a
right.
mother.
Yeah, she's a walking sperm receptacle. That's pretty much it. That's so romantic.
A highly educated woman, by the way.
Like, I know.
Yeah, right.
And I wonder how she must be feeling.
And reportedly was appalled by Trump. I mean, you've got to wonder what she's thinking. Real quick, one of my cat or my dog daddies for Kamala. Jason said, in an effort to hurt myself in the stupidest way possible, I threw out my lower back this morning while headbanging with my dogs. So now I'm listening to the Stephanie Miller Show in bed. F you, Metallica. Yeah, our families are, you know, and this is the family. That's what I consider all of the, you know, the Steph heads and the sexy liberal shows. Like, that's what it feels like. It's our chosen family.
Yeah.
And we are going to do this, aren't we, Lindy Lee?
Yes, we are.
Kamalot, ready for Kamalot.
By the way, speaking of Steph heads, I've never seen such a dedicated fan base.
Oh.
They are the greatest. We love you, Lindy Lee, in a really kind of weird way. It was super weird.
Weird.
Like, J.D. Vance weird. That's how much we love you.
I can't wait to see you in 20 days.
Chicago,
Mad Radio 92.7 FM, home of the John and Gordy Show.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, we'll be live at Short Stack Eatery with Mike McCabe.
And we've got Johnny at the Movies. We'll be taking a look at Deadpool and Wolverine.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 until 8.
Listen to the John and Gordy Show weekdays right here on Mad Radio, sponsored by Verlo Mattress of Madison. Sleep better, dream bigger on a handcrafted, locally made mattress. Find them on Madison's East and West Sides or online at verlo.com.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News. I'm